You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you have not been following the transition and transformation of the Sacramento Ballet, this weekend is a fabulous opportunity to become absorbed in it. Amy Seiwert is in her first season as artistic director, and the season is themed Roots and Wings. The ballet has taken on the challenge of performing Shakespeare's Hamlet. No words, no sonnets. This is a ballet by Stephen Mills that has been performed since it debuted in Austin, Texas in the year 2000. So Amy is in the studio with me.
Hi,
welcome.
Beth. How are you
glad
doing?
To have you here. And the man who will be Hamlet, Christopher Nachtrab.
Thanks for having us.
Now in his 10th, and we'll talk in a moment about this final season with the Sacramento Ballet. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So this full-length work in Mr. Mills' first season as artistic director at Ballet Austin, it has now been created and performed across the country. It is really a modern sensation in ballet. What to you makes it so special, Amy?
Well, when I look at this work that he did, and especially doing it his first year, I feel like there's a sense of a continuity that I programmed at my first year. But the vision that he had with this is it's quite audacious. It is nothing one would expect when they think of Hamlet, and it's nothing I've seen no parallels from a dance point of view. The music is contemporary. The sets and costumes are all contemporary. He has stripped away the castle. There are no men in tights. But it's just, I think with what he's done is he's crafted a way for us to view the work and see it with contemporary eyes and therefore see the parallels of a 400-year-old story's truth now. And it's great.
Do you remember the moment, Christopher, when Amy said to you, when I'm guessing here, what do you think about Hamlet? How would you like to dance Hamlet?
It's just been such an amazing process going through this. We worked with Stephen Mills from Ballet Austin, who came in. And working for a ballet company, it's unlike anything else, being one of the theater. You don't specifically audition for any role. He comes in and he watches us dance a bit of class and shows us some choreography. And from there, we just wait and see what happens. And when I did get the title role, when I was cast in the part, I was elated, so happy. It's so rare that in the world of ballet, there are roles like this for gentlemen, title characters, and title characters that have so much depth and complexity. You're not Cinderella's prince, you're not Sleeping Beauty's prince, but you're unto yourself. And to be able to explore what creates this person and why Hamlet has stayed timeless for so long from when it was originated by Shakespeare is just amazing.
To prepare, did you go to Shakespeare's words, the sonnets? Did you go to movie and play versions and ballet versions?
Well, of course, the first thing after Christmas when we started preparing and before I even thought I was going to have this role, of course, I reread the Shakespeare play and I haven't read it since high school. And you know, when you're younger and you're forced into reading the play such as this since academic, you don't really see the complexities in it.
Right.
It's something that you're forced to do. So also rereading it, thinking, how do I look at this from an adult, an artistic standard, someone who's actually going to be a part of it? So of course, rereading the play, reading a lot of articles, going online and watching different performances of it in order to do my research so I can bring something special to the role that maybe hasn't been done before.
The score is by Philip Glass.
Yes.
It's minimalist, isn't it?
Yes. Well, this came up the other day. Apparently, Philip Glass hates to be called a minimalist. Because I did not know that. That was new information.
What if I didn't call him minimalist? I called the score minimalist.
I think that wins.
But it is very much, it's still very melody driven. Which I think might be where the comparison is something that has a stigma to it. But there's definitely, I mean, especially the Act Two music, that's the Philip Glass Violin Concerto. It's such amazing, astonishing, brilliant music.
You actually shared a clip of that music with us. So now let's share it with everyone. Some of the Philip Glass music from Hamlet, which runs February 15th to the 17th at the Community Center Theater. I'm talking with the Sacramento Ballet's new artistic director, Amy Seiwert, and Christopher Nachtraub, who's in the role of Hamlet in this ballet. People need to be curious, don't they, to come to see this production and not expect what, as you said, what we've learned, what we know, what's already implanted in us about this story.
Yeah, what I love about this production is it is theatrical in a way that I think will surprise a lot of people. I don't want to give too much away, but I suspect Ophelia's mad scene will be unlike anything you've ever seen.
And I also think that one of the wonderful things about being a professional ballet dancer, especially here in Sacramento, is not only to inspire, but to educate the audience and to try to make them debunk all the stereotypes that they might have thought about it was to go in to see a ballet. There'll be no tutus or tiaras in this production. It'll be something unlike they've ever seen before. And so hopefully it'll give people a newfound respect and understanding for what this art form is.
You're making a personal transition, Christopher.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this will be your final performance with the company other than Beer and Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? What's on your horizon?
I've had been so fortunate to have such a wonderful career with the Sacramento Ballet, and to be experiencing this transition with Amy has also been amazing. But of course, with all our lives, it's time to move on and explore. And so the next transition for me would be working with the San Francisco Opera a bit this summer, and then we're freelancing and seeing what other opportunities can take place. I'm not going to be retiring from dancing completely, not at all, and I know that Sacramento holds a special place in my heart, and I plan to be back here as often as I can, whether it be on stage or in the audience supporting the company.
It's a bittersweet transition for everybody. But Amy, about transition, just to close this out, what feedback are you getting on decisions to move into different shows, different works, handling the Nutcracker over the holiday season differently?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of good feedback. I think one of my something I'll hold very dear is, you know, that Ron Cunningham did come to see Nutcracker, of course, and he liked it, and he thought very highly of it. And, you know, he kind of laughed. He's like, of course I like mine better. And I'm like, of course you do. As well you should. But that he thought highly of it really, really made me happy. And just to be able to see how these dancers are all continually growing and investing in supporting the process has just been a joy.
That's Amy Seiwert and Christopher Nachtraub. The Sacramento Ballet stages Hamlet in shows this weekend at the Community Center Theater. We'll post links so you can find more information and showtimes. Thank you both.
Thank
Christopher,
you very much.
Congratulations and
Thank
good
you.
Luck. You're welcome to come back in whatever comes next. And Amy, I count on you coming back, okay?
My pleasure.
That's Insight for today. Our producers are Cody Drabble and Bert Johnson. We had help from Sally Schilling. Today's engineer was Evan Matzler. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. State of the State coverage begins today at 11. Thanks for joining us.